Hey guys, I'm super excited for today's podcast episode because we're going to be talking about how to use fragrances in meditation. And the use of fragrances has been used since ancient times, and I'm really excited to dive deep into this. But before we do, here's a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is sponsored by HappyBeingWell.com. HappyBeingWell.com carries the best selection of natural products for your self-care pleasures, including high-fashion, high-comfort yoga leggings, crystals, sage, natural candles, natural soaps, natural face masks, and more. Go to HappyBeingWell.com to subscribe to our newsletter and get 10% off your purchase, including free shipping in the USA.
So guys, I'm really excited to talk about this. I love using fragrances in meditation, and not only just from meditation, just smelling essential oils, smelling sage and other types of incense like patchouli. So let's go into this topic further. So since ancient times, we have been aware of the power of fragrances in the emotions that they can release within us and stimulate within us. We have used incense and fragrant oils in our rituals for thousands of years. They have the power to change our mood and can invoke images and memories of places far away. So how do fragrances affect us? Your sense of smell is very sensitive and acts as an early warning system that helps you to detect threats to your safety. For example, if there is smoke in your home, your nose alerts you so that you can check for fire. What happens is that the nose detects a smell and the mind associates it with an image or an idea. So if the nose detects smoke, the brain will associate it with fire and burning. This link between the nose detecting a smell and then the brain producing an image in response to it is what gives smells their power to inspire the imagination. The physical effects of fragrances. What we smell can also affect the body. This is because our bodies do not distinguish between things we visualize and reality itself. If we think about something that makes us happy, the brain produces pleasure-giving chemicals, and we feel physical sensations of joy. In this way, what we smell can affect us physically. The smell is detected in the nose, then interpreted by the brain, which produces an image or idea, and that idea triggers a response in the body. We should therefore not underestimate the powerful effects that scents can have on us. They can lift our moods or depress us, comfort us or irritate us. So how do fragrances heal us? Since what we smell can affect us physically, it is not surprising that we have used fragrances in healing since ancient times. The art of aromatherapy has, in fact, been practiced for thousands of years. The earliest record of its was in China in 4500 BC. The ancient Egyptians also used essential oils both for therapeutic purposes and for embalming. In ancient Greece, the great physician Hippocrates, known as the father of medicine, used aromatic herbs and spices to treat his patients. And later, the Greek surgeon Galen used essential oils in his work. These essential oils or aromatic liquids were usually obtained from plants. In medieval Europe, herbs were often used to help fight disease, and in the Renaissance England, Queen Elizabeth supported the use of aromatic herbs, spices, and oils. Since then, a wide variety of European chemists have purchased studies on the therapeutic uses of essential oils, and today, aromatherapy is becoming an increasingly popular way of treating ailments and maintaining good health. You can use fragrances in your meditation in many ways. Incense, for example, can help to create the right atmosphere for your meditation. Choose incense sticks, smudge sticks, or burn incense on charcoal in an incense burner. You can also burn essential oils in an oil burner. Just fill the reserve with the water and add a few drops of your chosen oil, and then light the candle underneath it, and it will fill your meditation space with your chosen fragrances. Or you can simply purchase an oil diffuser. All of these are available from happybeingwell.com or any new age or natural health shops. Burning an essential oil while you do a healing the body meditation is a very powerful way of using fragrances to heal the body and the mind. You could also add a few drops to your bath and perform a healing meditation while you soak. Bear in mind that these essential oils are very strong, and some are not suitable for children, pregnant women, breastfeeding mothers, or anyone suffering from a serious illness. If you are in any doubt, always consult a qualified aromatherapist first. So we'll go over some of the essential oils and what are some of how they affect us and what some of their healing qualities are. And we'll start with bergamot. It's uplifting, refreshing, calming, energizing, and revitalizing. And the healing qualities of bergamot is eases stress, restores appetite, soothes anxiety and depression. Geranium is uplifting and balancing, soothes premenstrual tension and depression, calms the nervous system, and lifts the spirits. Grapefruit is relaxing, purifying, uplifting, and emotionally balancing. It helps regulate our emotions, ease stress, anger, and helps treat colds and respiration problems. Jupiter is purifying, stimulating, uplifting, reassuring, and soothing. Helps to clear the mind and aid in concentration, eases aches and pains, and soothes the mind and body. Lavender oil is relaxing, soothing, cheering, balancing, cleansing, and harmonizing. Helps to ease high blood pressure, stress, and tension headaches, and is particularly soothing for women after childbirth. Lemon is purifying, refreshing, and stimulating. Reduces mental exhaustion, eases stress, stimulates concentration, and improves circulation. Orange is relaxing and soothing, helps prevent travel sickness, aids digestion, and eases stress and tension headaches. Sandalwood is purifying, relaxing, balancing, it's an aphrodisiac, and decongestion, calms the nervous system, helps to ease emotional problems, has a balancing effect on the mind, body, and spirit, and also calms the mind in preparation for meditation practice. Yin Yang is calming, uplifting, balancing, purifying, invigorating, and is also can be considered an aphrodisiac. It is helpful for sexual problems, prevents hyperventilation, soothes anxiety, helps regulate pulse, reduces panic attacks, and eases depression. So I really hope you enjoyed this podcast episode on going over how to use aromatherapy in our day-to-day lives and the use of essential oils. And again, you can find all essential oils and oil diffusers at happybeingwell.com, which is our sponsor of this podcast. It is your online store for self-care products that are natural and organic, including yoga leggings, inspirational t-shirts, natural soaps, natural face masks, and much more at happybeingwell.com. And remember, when you enroll in their email newsletter, you get 10% off all products. Hope you enjoy this podcast, And until next time, ensure you subscribe to the podcast to not miss another upcoming episode on ways to improve your quality of your life, your well-being, and mental well-being. Until next time, guys, namaste.